If you're looking for a podcast to help you with your personal growth, daily motivation, aspirations, understanding your vision, look no further. Here with Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. I'm here to assist you with understanding who you are, accepting your growth, embracing it with love. I'm here to motivate you, write your plan in action, put your vision on paper, and understanding who you are as an individual person, what your impact is to the world. If you're ready for a change in your life today, go ahead and subscribe to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Today, we claim to be consistent. We can see our end goal clearly when we plan strategically. Today, we claim to reach our highest potential by applying the effort and the dedication towards our task. Today, we claim that we be consistent in our goals. We be consistent in our actions. We be consistent in our movement. We are consistent. We will claim to reach our highest potential by being consistent. Today we claim to plan. Today we claim to be consistent. Today we claim to reach our highest potential. Hey, listeners, it's your girl Lee Morales here, and welcome to the 10th episode of Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. I'm excited to be here. You know that already. I'm glad that y'all are still listening. I took a small break last week just to continue to promote the podcast, promote my other business, theinkjourney.com, and just really learn strategy to apply to get more exposure. So I thought it would be important to talk about consistency when you are planning to reach an end goal. So this episode is all about consistency and all about planning and what you need to do to reach your goal. Of course, I am all about self-development, self-improvement. So I had to take some time away to really think about the things that I want out of this, out of my brand and things like that. So I needed a quick break. So I appreciate you all for checking in, number one, to see what happened with the last week's episode, two, for just listening and continually downloading the podcast even without a new episode. So I want to thank you. Of course, my gratitude towards y'all, because y'all listen to me and y'all are the reason why I'm doing this. So to continue on with episode 10, I just want to thank you for checking in, but everything's all good. It's all about planning and all about strategy and all about being consistent. And that's what I'm going to talk about here on Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Welcome back to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. So this week, I wanted to talk about consistency and why it's important to write your plan down from A to Z. I mean, step by step. One is because consistency is so important, because that is the pressure that needs to be applied to your ending goal. Consistency is your effort. Consistency is your action towards it. What are you doing every day for your end goal? That is so significant to me, because this year, my plan was gaining more exposure for my brand, marketing to my target audience with my brand. My mom and I sat down and wrote out my steps and what I needed to do. So it was a safety roadmap for me when I wrote down the plan step by step, because I didn't really visualize it in my mind like that. Mentally, you can hold up maybe so much information, but for me, I had to sit down and really wonder what was my next steps? What am I trying to accomplish? How does A help B get to C, D, E, F, G? If you feel me, then say whoop whoop. Okay. But I just wanted to get more exposure. That was my end goal. But how was I going to do that? I can promote all day on Instagram. I can promote Facebook, social media platforms, Google, get advertisements, things like that. But what was it that I wanted to accomplish? What is my goal? What was really the point that I was trying to prove with this brand? How was this brand going to get exposure? So that was a question that I had to write out prior to me creating the roadmap, prior to me understanding my own vision. Like, I didn't realize that it was so much more to just saying, yeah, I want exposure. It was, I had to write plan A, which is, okay, what events are where my target audience is going to be? What events are going to accept the type of products and services that I sell? What events are going to connect me to the people that can connect me to the people that I need to be with? So that networking portion was so important. And I have not learned it all yet, but it is on my roadmap that it takes A, B, C, and consistently talking, consistently getting your brand out there, talking about the brand, getting advertisements, getting exposure. It has so many elements towards it. You wouldn't even think. I thought it was just as easy as like, okay, let's post it on Instagram. Let's post it on Facebook. Let's post it here. Let's print out business cards. No, it's so much more. It's so much more. Meetings, so much more talking and so much more planning. So when I really realized that it's methods and strategy that needed to be applied, it kind of made me think like, okay, is this really the direction that I wanted to go? So writing it down from plan A to Z allows you to see what is it that you're really trying to accomplish. You might write it down and say, okay, well, I'm putting actions towards here, but my consistency needs to be applied here at this moment, because my B step must be different from my A step, but it's going to get me to Z. Although it will take time, I have to put my consistency where it matters. If you're done with step one, then you can go over and transition to step two. So once I realized that the cycle and the processes of accomplishing something that you really wanted, it allowed me to question myself, like, is this really what I want? Is this the type of exposure that I need? Is this going to get me to the next level? Is this going to get the exposure towards my target audience? Or am I targeting an audience that doesn't really care about my product? If that is the answer to those questions, then I need to redirect my focus. I have to redirect my consistency and apply efforts where my target audience will be. If I post something and I see that no sales have been made, it's another strategy that I have written out on my roadmap that is going to help me get to that next level. And it's going to take work. Like, it's been so many nights that I've just stayed up, you know, and just wondered, okay, what is my next step? Like, what am I really trying to accomplish? This year, it was exposure, but honestly, this year was all about my target audience. Who is buying my journals? Who's listening to my podcast? Who is in need of the products and services that I have? I have to find that audience. And it's not my friends. It's not my family. And maybe I have a few supporters from that group. I'm not saying they're not supportive. What I'm saying is, who's going to see my advertisement and buy it right away? That was the moment when I knew that strategy and consistency really, really matters. I had to be consistent and continuing to restructure my roadmap when it came to exposure. I had to consistently sit and think and ponder and wonder and research and think on new techniques and new ways I can approach my target audience. I am really still developing who my target audience is, but I know that once I go to this event and I make two or three sales, oh, those are my target audience. Those are target events that I need to be at. What events around me are similar to that event that I just went to. So that was something that is just now catching on, and it's month 6 or almost month 7 of the year. So this means that we're in third quarter of the year. This means that now I have found a way to understand what exposure really means for me and my brand. So that's what the plan and being consistent is all about. It's so important when you want your plan to work to be consistent. When I say consistency is such a significant word, it is almost like patience. You have to be patient in your moment of consistency. You have to be patient to understand that you are doing all of this work. You're diligently working for a reason, a bigger purpose than what you see right now. It's been nights I've cried. It's been nights that I just couldn't see it through. It was nights that I felt unsupported, but actually it was those nights that I sat and really was being realistic with myself. Like, Ash, listen, this is what you need to do in order to reach this audience. This is what you need to do to get to the next level. This is who you are going to focus on this month. Now, the same focus methods or the same focus points that I used last month in the first and second quarter of the year is probably not the same methods and strategies and focus groups that I'm going to use for the remaining quarters of this year. All I'm trying to tell you is that you'll see, by being consistent, you'll see your flaws, you'll see your successes, you'll be able to redirect your focuses and shift yourself in the direction of your winning season. And that's all that matters. Consistency will allow you to see it through. So by now, you're probably planning strategically, understanding where you need to apply consistency in your action plan. And while you're doing that, I'm going to take a small break, but more to come on Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Marcus. Hey, listeners, it's Lee here. Have you been feeling emotional? You need someone to talk to that's outside of your normal support group? No worries. BetterHelp.com is here to assist you in the comfort of your own home. You'll be able to talk to a live therapist virtually or use any device to text or chat. For more additional information, go to BetterHelp.com to seek the help that you need in the comfort of where you need it.
This podcast is sponsored by Haskins Photography. For all of your photography needs, no matter the location. All photo shoots are $75. Weddings starting at $350. Same day turnaround. Get your photos done the Haskins way. For more information, follow on Instagram at @HaskinsPhotography_ and Facebook at @THaskinsPhotography and YouTube at Haskins Photography.
Welcome back, listeners. It's your girl Lee here. So I was thinking about being strategic and just planning to reach your end goal, as well as being consistent. It is all a lot of work, and you have to be real with yourself. Is this what you want? Is this what you need? Is this what you want to accomplish? Consistency is key. It's a reason why Nipsey Hussle continuously stated it's a marathon and not a sprint. It's easier to run in the sprint, shorter distance, less effort, but a marathon, it takes dedication, preparation, effort, and once you're ready for the marathon, you have to see it through. The key to effort and dedication and patience and seeing your marathon through is consistency. Your consistency towards your marathon is what works your greatness, what unlocks that greatness. You may look around and see that people are further along, reaching their goals, and you may wonder, when will it be my turn? You have all the power and the magic you will ever need. And guess where it is? It's inside of you. So you must dig deep. The real question you should ask yourself is, am I putting enough putting in enough effort? Am I putting in enough work or dedication towards my goal? Am I planning for success, but also planning for the possibility of failure? Yes, sometimes we fear failure, but we shouldn't. We shouldn't embrace failure because it shows us and teaches us how to do better next time. You shouldn't do better. You should know better, or know better, do better, whatever that saying is. Failure teaches you what to do next time. Don't give up at failure. Oh no, the success comes way after that first fail. Trust me, but it's okay to embrace it. So the questions that you should do, or when you're planning your roadmap to success, plan for success. That's the easy part, but also plan for failure or setback, whatever may be difficult during your process of manifestation, but it's actually easier when you will have all things into consideration. You're analyzing all your possible outcomes. All actions towards the goal must be written down. That's a fact. The pros, the cons. Are you ahead of your competitors? Do you have any competitors? What are the positive and negatives of your products and services? Who are you targeting? Those are the questions that you should be asking yourself when you are examining your process, when you are strategically planning, when you're stepping away from trying to reach that goal, to consistently applying the effort, the dedication, the work towards reaching that goal. The effort comes from you. You have to continuously apply pressure. Consistency is key, guys, and it is proven fact. No matter how long it took someone to become a billionaire or a millionaire or whatever, reach their goal, reach their highest potential, they worked years to become successful. Look at Kanye West. Look at Rihanna. Look at all the celebrities that we know in our households today. They took time. It doesn't happen overnight, but it also comes from the effort that you apply towards your bigger picture. So today I may ask you, what are you doing to plan to reach your highest potential? Sit with that today. Write it out. What do you want to do? Where should you be consistent at? Those are the questions that you should continuously ask yourself. If I fail, what are my next moves? If I succeed, it can't end there. It has to be more wins. So ask yourself today, how can I be more consistent in my planning? How can I be consistent towards the action that reach my highest potential? How can I be consistent? I'm rooting for you guys. I know you can win. I know you're going to win. And it's small talk, big action. But today we have to be consistent. We have to be, you know, talking about it, having conversations with our peers, our networking groups. We have to be consistent in that. You have to get your brand out there. It's important to be consistent in your walk, your journey, and your planning. And that's all I have for you today. This is Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Bye. Keep it cute, sis. Yes, that's your checks.